when it comes to tefillin on Tisha B'Av, the big machlokes rishonim, whether it's the day of Tisha B'Av has a status of Yom Rishon of Avelis, which would mean no tefillin, maybe it's not Yom Rishon, maybe it's subsequent days of Avelis, in which case it would be tefillin. I want to focus on the Shitas HaRambam. He quotes Mikzas Chachamim, who say, to wear tefillin shel yad only, and not wear tefillin shel rosh. Normally we speak about tefillin on Tisha B'Av, we talk about either all or nothing. But the Rambam says, Mikzas Chachamim, they don't wear tefillin shel rosh. No. The obvious explanation of the Rambam would be, like we find by in Hilchos Avel, is, Eifer Tachas Pe'er. That the tefillin shel rosh is called a pe'er, and pe'er turns into Eifer, with Chorban, with destruction, with Avelis. And so since tefillin shel rosh is called pe'er, and pe'er turns into Eifer, so that would be why no tefillin shel rosh. Let's try to explain al pi pnimius hesber in that Rambam and what that can mean. Maybe then we'll get to address this question. Bikesh Rebbe Lakar Tisha B'Av Shachal Yis B'Shabbos, that Rebbe wanted to be Oiker Tisha B'Av. And Tosfos is wondering, what does that mean? All the Rishonim, Rebbe wanted to be Oiker Tisha B'Av. How could you be Oiker day in the Jewish calendar? Rebbe had the shoulders for that. What does that mean that he wanted to be Oiker Tisha B'Av? So Tosfos has two answers, trying to make sense out of that. In Pnimis, try to understand that if it's Rebbe, there's something about Rebbe that he could be Oiker Tisha B'Av. Secondly, when I speak about the sugya of tefillin, so the Gemara tells us in Ervin that Michal Bas Shaul wore tefillin. V'loy Michu b'chachamim. Chachamim didn't say anything to him. It was accepted. Yet Yerushalmi says Michu b'chachamim. And the Chida asks for Kasha, and he tries to, in Bechas Yosef, he tries to understand. Michu chachamim, not Michamim. Is this a sphere between Bavli and Yerushalmi? Let's try to understand the sinyan of Michal and the tefillin that she wore. And one last question that we'll do with other things as well. At the end of Megillas Eicha, we conclude with the pasuk "Im os me'astana katzav t'leini al mi'ayin," but then we repeat the second to last pasuk "Kashirino Hashem melecha v'nashu v'chad yishakim v'kekela." So we end up reading that pasuk twice. That, of course, is already sending us into the future. It's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, where we're going to be saying that pasuk every day, kimat v'slichas after Shema Kaleinu. Try to understand the sinyan of Hashivena two times. Now, Parshas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is recalling, for the most part, different stops along the way. And something to take note of, very interesting, there's a lot of talk in Parshas Devarim about Sichon and Og. The Parsha begins with Sichon and Og, it ends with Sichon and Og, a very descriptive account of the melchama, I guess, of Moshe and Og. Very underrated. Sichon is mentioned 9 times in the parasha, and Og is mentioned 7 times. So what's the sinyan of Sichon and Og? So to begin, the Gemara tells us in Saita, Hasach bein tefila letefila, a person who speaks between a tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, chayzer l'mercha melchama, he comes home. He's not a tzaddik. He's not tzaddik enough to be able to fight in battle. Only a tzaddik is allowed to go out to war. And we see this when it comes to the melchama of Midyan and Sichon and Og. The Medrash tells us in Shir Hashem Rabbah, Parsha Dalet, on the pasuk of She'olim in Harachza, Rav Huna Amar, he's talking about Melchamas Midyan in this time of Oig and Sichon. Rav Huna Amar Shalai Hikdim Echad Mehen Tefillin Shal Roish Tefillin Shal Yad. That halacha was Neskayim in the troops of Moshe Rabbeinu. She'ilu Hikdim Echad Mehen Tefillin Shal Roish Tefillin Shal Yad. Had one of them even was even Makdim Tefillin Shal Roish before the Tefillin Shal Yad, Lo Haya Moshe Meshabchan, he never would have praised them, V'lo Haya Oilu Mishal B'Shalom, and they wouldn't have made it out alive. That's what he says. So what's this inyan of sicha and anayg? How does it connect to tefillin? So the Sfasemis on the parsha, in Tafresh Mem, he quotes the Zayda, the Chidush HaRim, that sichon and oig represent the two klipas of tefillin. Whatever there is in the Kedusha, there is in the Sitracha. That sichon, melech ha-mor, is connected to tefillin shel Rosh, and oig, melech ha-bashan, of edrei, is a lashon of droya, zroya, which is the arm. And oig is connected to tefillin shel yad. So Chidush HaRim already tells us, sichon oig, tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel Rosh. And we see the connection between Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh, being nizar in that, because if you're not careful in Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh, you will fall to the klipas Tefillin. Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh, Sichon Vayeg. And of course, just because we'll probably forget to mention later, but notice, Sichon Melech Amori is from the Lashon of Sach. Hasach bein Tefillah leTefillah. A person who speaks, even the word Amori is a Lashon of Dibur, Amira. Sichon Melech Amori means that if you would speak between Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh, you will fall in the hands of Sichon Melech Amori. Now, in these sugyas of Churban Beis HaMikdash, in Maseches Gittin and Daf Nun Ches Min Aleph, the Gemara tells us when it speaks about the Churban of Beitar, that they found 40 saw tefillin shel Rosh. It's different girsas, sometimes tefillin shel Rosh, tefillin shel Yad, but according to the one, the Nusach, which says tefillin shel Rosh, the Maram Shif says, well, what happened to the tefillin shel Yad? And Maram Shif, and this is really going to be probably the most focused memra in the Shir tonight, Maram Shif says that when they would go to war, they would take off the Tefillin Shel Yad and put it on Tefillin Shel Rosh. They would wear two Tefillin Shel Rosh, because there's a makom on the Rosh for two Tefillins. And they would go out to war with two Tefillin Shel Rosh. They would turn the Tefillin Shel Yad into Tefillin Shel Rosh. Why? Because it's not convenient, but you have to hold a sword, you have to hold a shield, you should have Tefillin on your hand. That's the Pashas, that's what he says. However, in Pnimius, we can say, but the reason why there's two Tefillin Shel Rosh is because Tefillin Shel Rosh is a weapon. This is the number one reason why Klal Yisrael were successful in battle, is because they went out to war with their Tefillin, but more so with the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Because it's only about the Tefillin Shel Rosh that the Gemara says, according to Rav Elazar HaGadol, on the Pasuk, V'ro kol ha'mi aretz kishim Hashem nekralecha v'yor mecha, that there will be, you will instill a fear in your enemies, those who see you, Eilu Tefillin Shel Rosh. Now notice, it doesn't even say Eile, or this is zu tefillah, right? Tefillin is a lashon rabbim. But a tefillin, one pair of tefillin, is called a tefillah. Like the Gemara says, hasach bein tefillah letefillah. It says, eilu tefillin sheberosh. More than one tefillin sheberosh. But yes, when you're going out to war, you wear two sets of tefillin on your head. Because you need a double dose of v'yaro mimeka. So, memela, that's the manei krava. Like the Zohar says, every day that we daven, the Zohar says, we go out to war. We go out to war mostly against HaMachshavas, which is why we wear tefillin, because the war is taking place in the heart, Machshavas HaLev, and in the head, Machshavas HaRosh. And we put on tefillin to go against those Machshavas, that's the Manei Krava, those are the weapons. So when they would go out to war against Sichain, Oig, all the other enemies, the Manei Krava, the tools, the weapons, that's the tefillin. Like we find in Targum Yonasan, Targum Yonasan says, on the pasuk v'lo yeh klei gever alisha, that a woman is not allowed to wear klei gever. So he says, that's referring to weapons. Chazal say that. Targum Yonasan says, what weapons? Tefillin and talis. Talis and tefillin. A woman should not wear talis and tefillin. She's not shaykh to talis and tefillin. As such, when we try to understand the inyan of tefillin, and wearing two tefillin on the head as a weapon, as we see from Targum Yonasan, let's go for a moment to Mordechai HaTzadik. Mordechai HaTzadik was from the Sanhedrin, the last of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, of which the Gemara says, Hichziru Atara LeYoshna, that they restored the crown to its rightful place. Now what does that mean? Well, we find something interesting, that Mordechai, he was something very unique about Mordechai, that everywhere Mordechai went, the Gemara says he was Nikar Bini Musaf. Even if you saw Mordechai from a distance, you knew that it was Mordechai. So Rebbe Yonasan Eibshitz writes in Yeras Vash, Mordechai was unique in tefillin. People were not comfortable wearing the tefillin in the streets of Shushan. Mordechai was. The way that he was in Yerushalayim, Asher Aglum Yerushalayim, was the same that he was in Shushan. That's why he stood out. And people didn't like that. You have to be with the times, let you know that we're in Galus. And Mordechai, by him, it's the same. Like, you know, the Samra of Shita when you came to America. Full force. Not compromising on any Yiddishkeit. The fact that we're in America. How we look, what we do, all of our menhagim. Like the Rayats. America's nishtanderish. It could be the same. So that's how he stood out. I want to say perhaps the reason why Mordechai HaTzadik stood out was because in the Indian of tefillin is that he wore both tefillin on his head. Even the tefillin she'at he wore on his head. And there's different ramazim to this. For example, Mordechai is called Yeshihudi, or Tzvika Yeshihudi, the Gemara Chazal say, Ele Yechidi. Yechidi doesn't just mean that he was singled out, but Yechidi means in this context that he was one pair of tefillin. Dahainu, only the tefillin shorosh. That was Mordechai HaTzadik. Why? Why would that be? Because Mordechai was at war against Haman. He was at war. And when you go out to war against the enemy, there's an Indian to wear two tefillin shel rosh. They don't see that it's nekra lecha when it's tefillin shel yad. That's covered. The only way that they see it is tefillin shel rosh. So he was at war against Haman. And so Mamela, he wore two sets of tefillin on his head. And that's why it's called hechsiru atara liyoshna. Because he took the atar and put it back in its place. In Pnimius, this deserves its own shmooze. But really, it could be that both pairs of tefillin should ideally be worn on the head. And of course, that's not what the Torah says. I'm not talking, preaching, or suggesting anybody should wear two pairs of tefillin on their head. But in terms of Pnimius, the Shoresh HaDvarim, the fact that there is Kshatun Asla Yadecha and Taitavas Ben Yenecha, that place of the tefillin Sheneged HaYad should be elevated to be on top. It should also be Beresh. Because that's how it was by the giving of the Torah. That the Malachim came, v'kashru shnei ataras al resh kol tzadik v'tzadik. Every single yid was given two ataras. That's connected to tefillin. Hechsiru atar liyashna means that there was a restoration, an elevation of the tefillin shiyad back to the tefillin shoresh. And that has to do with Leah and Rachel. We've seen many, many times, the Arizal tells us that tefillin shoresh is connected to Leah, and tefillin shiyad is connected to Rachel. And Rachel has an afila, that's the Indian of Tikkun Chatzais, of Golas Hashchina, that Rachel falls down. And she should be at the right, but she falls Keneged Hayad, Keneged Halev. That's the afila of Rachel, and that's why Rachel cries. Vaseche Sedecha Maspiel Lecho Chayratzain, the Dmois of Rachel, because she has an afila to the Makam Hayad, that's why it's called Vaseche Sedecha, open up the hand, she should be restored. And this is really the Bechias of Yaakov Avinu, why he was so concerned. He went out to war against Esa. It's a Shema Yugam Achet, what Chet? That he was Mafsik bin Leah and Rachel. How the whole thing went down with Yaakov and marrying Leah and Rachel, he thought that he was nichshol in the Indian of Arayas of Shnei Achayos. And that's the Indian of Lavan, who is a klipa of Vilam. And the Ari already says that this klipa called Lavan, it tries to be mafsik between Leah and Rachel. That's that klipa. And it could be this is the reason why Tanna d'Avi Eliyahu says the following thing. It's quoted in Reishis Chachma. Vayivasa Yaakov levadai, vayavik ishimai. And no, this is Tanna d'Avi Eliyahu, which is Eliyahu Navi. We'll see why that's important. Esav couldn't defeat Yaakov because he was mezuyan. He was armed. He had tefillin on his head and tefillin on his arm and tzitzis bebigdai. All you have to say that he has tefillin on his head, tefillin on his arm. He just said he's wearing tefillin. But the pshat is that Yaakov Avinu, he had to wear one on his head, one on his arm, because the fact that and how he took Leah and how he took Rachel means that there was a separation between his tefillin. If there's a period between Leah and Rachel, then you have to be concerned. He was going out to war against Esau. And that was the same too with Mordechai, who was a nitzitz of Yaakov, and Haman, who was a nitzitz of Esau. As the Balaturim brings there, Hatzilini na miyad achi miyad Esau. First of all, notice the word yad twice here. He's afraid the tefillin is biyad. Since it's tefillin biyad, they're not both beroish, like it maybe should be. So he's concerned. Hatzileni na miyad. You could, I can't. Hatzileni na miyad. Rashi Tevas Haman says about the Torah. So you have to be concerned. That's Yaakov's concern. That's why it says that he had tefillin on his head and tefillin on his arm. Vayigav v'kafi reiche. Give him a knack. And that's where Tisha B'Av comes from. Tisha B'Av comes from, the Zohar says, from the Gid Anashes, connected Tisha B'Av, that since Yaakov wasn't armed the way he wanted to be, that he was going out to war against Esau, but he couldn't wear both tefillin on his head. But Mordechai did. That could be why he's unique. Hechsiru atar liyashna. What's very interesting is that when it comes to this inyan of two tefillin b'rosh, b'shas melchama, and it could be, like we said, something very lechatchila about that, that even though it's a big b'di'evet and it's eisasos Hashem efirat ha'asecha, that's how you go out to war. When you go out to war, you're able to wear two. Of course, we can't just wear two like that, but it's only at the time of war. But it could be in pnimis something very much lechatchila about that. When we go out to war, Bashana is going to be Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Like we say in the David Hashem Ayri, Im Tokamon HaMalchama V'zayisa Nibateach from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. These are 40 days of going out to war against sanity. And notice that the Tzvilin Shal Rosh and the Tzvilin Shal Yad. Where? Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Sfasemus already says, like almost the Shitasa, that Rosh Hashanah is connected to Tzvilin Shal Rosh and Yom Kippur Tzvilin Shal Yad. Right? It's Yud Tishrei. Yud is Lashem Yad. It's in the middle of the month, which is like the hand. It's like almost in the middle, just like the hand is like almost in the middle of the body. And Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah. It's the Rosh. But notice this, that on the Rosh, in Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, there's 2 day Yantif. In Yom Kippur, even in Chutzah, it's only 1 day. And we know that a Tzaddik, he doesn't have to wait to Yom Kippur. A Tzaddik is Nechtam V'Nechtam on Rosh Hashanah. That means that for a Tzaddik, his Yom Kippur is also Rosh Hashanah. You know what that means? That since it's a Shas Melchama and there's Yom Kippur, but his Yom Kippur is Rosh Hashanah, that means that his Yom Kippur is going up to Rosh Hashanah. And there's 2 days, so Yom Kippur can find a place in Rosh Hashanah for the Havitz day. So you see that the Shal Yad is coming up to the Shal Rosh, but why? Because it's the Shas Melchama. And since it's the Shas Melchama, you have to have 2 tefillin Shal Rosh. There's more to say about that. It's not a Yom HaNaroyim Shir. That's why it's called Yom HaNaroyim V'Yoru Mimecha. This is the time that you need Yira, you need 2 pairs of tefillin Shal Rosh, because it's the time of going to Melchama against the enemy. So what's interesting is this. The Chodesh Elul comes before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And Chodesh Elul, we know that every Chodesh corresponds to a different Shevet. Elul corresponds to Shevet God. God were the soldiers in Klaisel. God, Gedudi Gizene, Bohu Yogud Akim. But what do we say about God? The Pasuk says, V'taraf Zeroya Afkat Koid. Chazal say that Harugim Nikarim, that you knew it was a person from God. If you would see a dead man on the floor in war, you knew that it was a Gadi who killed him. How? Because in one swoop, he would kill him, his arm, and take off his arm, and take off his head. So the Gra says, I think it's a Medrash, how did they do that? Because the God, they were very nizar, and they weren't sach bein tefillah l'tefillah. Between the hand and the tefillin shel reish. That's called the taraf zvoya afkad koid. Just in one quick swoop, the hand and the head. That's Chodesh Elul. That's connected to Shevet God. The Shevet God is also where Eliyahu Navi comes from. The Medrash says Eliyahu comes from God. And he's a Malach HaTshuva, which is why Chodesh Elul is a month of Tshuva. So Eliyahu is God. Right? Eliyahu is the one who really is Meyachid the Sinyan of Leah and Rachel, like we see in Tanad Ve'Eliyahu. And as you find, also, not only was he from Shevet God, we have some sources which say he's from Bnei HaShel Rachel, some say from Bnei HaShel Leah. So Eliyahu is a Mamutza between Leah and Rachel. That's really what Eliyahu Navi is. It's very good because Chazal say that the Melchama of Sichon and I took place in Chodesh Elul, which is the month of Eliyahu, which is the month of God. Also, it's called Eliyahu HaGiladi, and Gilad is the place that Yaakov and Lavan made the Galad. More to say about the union of Eliyahu as it pertains to the Sugya. But anyways, Eliyahu has Miyached Leah and Rachel, which is why from Elul, which is really considered to be a 40-day month, because it really goes from Rosh Chodesh, Elul, until Yom Kippur. So I need the Sefer Tevis Gematria 40, this Ram today, because really it's like a 40-day month. So really Eliyahu kind of like takes the month of Elul and brings it into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, in which case that's why he's Miyached, this union of Leah and Rachel, just like Mordechai. Mordechai parenthetically is Gematria Leah Rachel. So with that being said, we'll go back to our questions which we began with. He said, try to understand the Rambam, but the Rambam says, Tefillin on Tisha B'Av, no Tefillin Shel Rosh. Tefillin Shel Yad, yes, not Tefillin Shel Rosh. Why not? Because really the Lechatchila would be that, like when you go out to war, like Maram Shif said, that you take the Tefillin Shel, you bring it to the Tefillin Shel Rosh. That would be ideal. But if you have to take off both Tefillin Shel Rosh, so to speak, for sure, that 1 year, that means you're surrendering. You surrender. That's what the Zohar says. The Zohar says that Tisha B'Av is the day that we surrender to Esav. If you surrender, you have to take off your weapons. A Tefillin Shel Yad is not a weapon. The main weapon is Tefillin Shel Rosh. The reason why you take off your Tefillin Shel Rosh is because today, Tisha B'Av, you surrender. You lay down your arms. That's what happens. we know we understand Sicha Nenoig in the Parsha Dafka at this time of year. Why so many mentions? Because that's man. First of all, going out to war, but in being sach bein tefillah to tefillah, the union of kedusha satfillin, this yichud of Leah and Rachel, this is the avodas hazman. Rabbi Bikish Lakar Tishabov, why Dafka Rabbi? Because Rabbi we know is the neshama of Yaakov Avinu. Many sources for that. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Mishnah at the end of Saita says, that when Rabbi died, Kishemetz Rabbi, Batla Anava V'Yirashet. Anava and Yirashet came to an end. So Anava is Leah. And Yirashet is Rachel. Rabbeinu HaKadosh had this in that he was able to be Miyachet, Leah and Rachel. If you're able to Miyachet, Leah and Rachel, almost like as a tikkun for Yaakov Avinu, if you could be Miyachet, Leah and Rachel, which is the union of the two tefillins, you can be Orkei Tisha B'Av. Well, the reason why you can't be Orkei Tisha B'Av is because there's a period between Leah and Rachel. If there's a period between Leah and Rachel, which is the two tefillas, then you're not going to be Matziach. You have to go Chozer Merachel Chama. But if you're Miyachet then, and you can go out to war like that, you're not Sach by tefillah to tefillah, you could do away with Esav. You could defeat Esav. So Rebbe could be Orkei Tisha B'Av. But Vilahoydu the Chacham, the Chacham weren't Maida. It was something which Rebbe could do, but it wouldn't be Poyal Yeshua for everybody. But he had the spiritual koyach to do that on his own, Rabbi Noah Kodesh. This also explains a little bit the kesher between Matos and Maise, why Dafka they have a double parsha. Dafka during the 3 weeks, because Matos begins with the words Rashi HaMatos, that's the Rosh. The first pasuk in Maise ends with Biyan Moshe V'Yahar. So Matos is like Rosh, Rashi HaMatos. Maase, how they were led biyad Moshe and Haran. So Matos Maase is like a yichud of Rosh and Yad, which is exactly the avoid of this time of year. When it comes to the theory we said in Micha, the Bavli said Michu b'chachamim. The Rishami says opposite. Bavli said loy Michu b'chachamim. The Rishami says Michu b'chachamim. So it could be like this. Certainly not a theory at all, because the Zohar says that there are two neshamas. One is Beroish and one is Biyat. Because there are two tefillin, these two tefillins correspond to the two Shoreshei HaNeshama. There's a neshama in the Lev, there's a neshama in the Mayach. Now, that's for every Jewish male. But for a Jewish woman, she does not have the neshama Beroish, only the neshama Lev. And that's why Nashim Radayat and Kalas. But also, they have Bina Yaseir. Because since they have more belave, meaning what they're lacking in their minds compensates to the lave. So since they have a bina yaseh and bina's belave, so they can wear tefillin shaliyah technically because there's a neshama there. So a tefillin has to be a mishkan for a neshama. So a Jewish male who has a neshama in his head and also in his heart, so he can wear two pairs of tefillin because each one is a mishkan for that neshama. But an isha, she can't wear tefillin shalroish. And also that's what Targum says, she doesn't go out to battle. Tefillin shalroish is the weapon. But tefillin shabiyad she has because it's not a weapon. It's concealed. It's part of the tzniyas of an isha to wear tefillin shayad. So it could be that michal, that which the Gemara says, michu b'chachamim, that's talking about tefillin shorosh. But shaloi michu b'chachamim, that's talking about tefillin shayad. And that's really how we present ourselves on Tisha B'Av. We're not going out to war when we put on tefillin. That's why mitzvos chachamim say only tefillin shayad. You have to take off your shalot shorosh according to the Rambam because there's no weapons today. The tefillin shayyad, because it's not a weapon. We're surrendering, but tefillin shayyad was never a weapon to begin with. What that means also is like the darg of tefillin on Tisha B'Av is like the darg of an isha. We wear tefillin like an isha would wear tefillin. Like the pasuk says, "Hech shil kayachi," says like we don't have the kayach. Like an isha is called tashash kayachi. Like when you lose your kayach, you become like an isha. It's very good too because the whole ged of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av could be explained this way. On the one hand, you can learn certain things on Tisha B'Av, yeah. So it's a machlekes amongst Rishon and Menachem. What's the get of Talmud Torah? Is there no mitzvah Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, or is there a mitzvah? Well, it seems like there's a mitzvah because you can learn Dvarim HaRaim, but you're limited. Kudeshem Rishon Masam Chilei. It seems like according to some Rishonim that there's no mitzvah Talmud Torah. If there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah, so what? You don't make a brechas Torah today? Well, the pshat is no. Of course, you make a brechas Torah. The pshat is that you're potter from Talmud Torah. Even Anisha's potter from Talmud Torah. But if she wants to learn Torah, she says brechas Torah. So that's the gather. The gather of tefillin and Torah, which really go hand in hand, because it was the Mantia Torah Shem B'Ticha about tefillin, is that it's begeder isha. No tefillin shalroish, but tefillin shalyadya. That would be the gather. This whole Hagdara is also Merumas at the end of the Torah. Really, the end of the Torah, which is the beginning of the Torah. Because the Torah ends with L'chol Yad HaChazaka. It ends with the word Yad. The Yad HaChazaka of Moshe. Asher Asa Moshe Lini Kol Yisrael, Rashi says, Shviras Haluchos. Shviras Haluchos was the destruction of the Shnei Ataris. It's the downfall of the Tefillin Shel Rosh. I even think that there's a gematria here. Let's see if I can find it in my notes. Yeah. Shiva Asar B'Tamuz is gematria Tefillin Shel Rosh. The breaking of the Luchos was the fall of the Shnei Ataris. That brought down the Shnei Tefillin, so to speak. So it ends with Ulach Alayad HaChazaka, which is Tefillin Shel Yad, and it begins the Torah Bereishis, which is Reishis, Bara Elokim. It's a yichud between Yad and Rosh. And you know that Shmini Atzeres, which is what we read when we go straight from the end to the beginning of the Torah, corresponds to Tisha B'Av, right? Tisha B'Av is the 22nd day of Mehametzarim. Shmini Atzeres is the 22nd day of the Tikkun of that, which is from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres, right? That's what the Marsha says, that the 22 days from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres is a Tikkun from the 22 days of Bein HaMitzah. The last day being Shmini Atzeres, the last day being Tisha B'Av, Shmini Atzeres is a Tikkun. How so? By reading the end of the Torah, which is the Yad, and Makash with the Rosh, that's not being Sach, being Tefillah to Tefillah. If they go straight in from that into that, that's a Tikkun from the Inyan of Tisha B'Av. It's very nice, because Tefillin, there's some gematrias here, happens to be Bereishis is gematria Tefillin Shel Yad. So like we said before, the end of the Torah, which talks about Shavasa B'Tamas, Shavasa B'Tamas is Gematria Tefillin Shel Rosh. Bereishis is Gematria Tefillin Shel Yad. So when you Makasha the Indian of Shavasa B'Tamas with the word Bereishis, so that's a Yichud of these two Tefillas. Happens to be Bara is Gematria Sichon Oig, because that was the Klippa which tries to be Mafsik between these two things. And Bereishis Bara Lokim is Gematria Leah Rachel B'Milua. So if you take Leah and Rachel and make a milu out of it, that's Gematria Bereishis Bara Lokim, because Leah and Rachel is a yichud between the two tefillins. And the word Bereishis, you could say also, is Meramez on the Sinin, because Bereishis is Rashi Tevois, Bracha Achas Tefillin Shel Yad Rosh. The yichud between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. With this we can explain also, in conclusion, like we had said before, why Hashiveinu two times? We understand why we end with Hashiveinu, because Hashiveinu is going to be the pasuk which carries us into Rosh Hashanah Kippur. So when we say Shema Kalin Hashiveinu Shema Lachavin Hashuva, that's going back on this Hashiveinu. How we said Hashiveinu in Eicha, that it was part of Eicha the first time we said the pasuk Hashiveinu, that's the Hashiveinu of Tisha B'Av. The reason why you repeat it again Hashiveinu is because you're saying Oilcha Zon Lamayit, there's going to be a time coming up soon that we're going to take this pasuk and we're going to make a big inyan out of this pasuk. Hashiveinu Hashiveinu is going to be a big tshuva when Elul comes around, Rosh Hashanah Kippur, make a big tshuva to come back to Hashem. Hashiveinu, which we say in Shema Kaleinu, every day of Sichah, is going back to the Hashiveinu. What does Hashiveinu mean? Hashiveinu means that with Tshuva, we're going to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and in Pnimius, that means that we're going to be able to restore the Tefillin Shel Yad to its rightful place, to be Machzer Torah Li'Eishna, that it should be Shnei Ataris, that Rachel, spiritually, whatever it's a simen to, that Rachel, that's the idea, that Rachel will have an Aliyah and go back to her place, that will be a Yichud of Leah and Rachel. Avanav and Yira, like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That's what it represents. That's the tshuva that we're talking about. So, Mamela, if you take Hashivinu Hashem Eilecha v'Nashuva Chadesh Yameinu Kekedem, it's Gematria Tefillin Shel Rosh. By saying Hashivinu, that pasuk twice, you're saying Tefillin Shel Rosh, Tefillin Shel Rosh. You'd be Meramez on the Sinim. When there's a Shas Melchama, you can go out with two Tefillin Shel Rosh. And there's going to be a Melchama when, right now, we surrender. At Tisha B'Av, we surrender. No Tefillin Shel Rosh. When Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur comes around, we're going to go out to war like that. But of course, it's an Eis Lasus Hashem, we have to do that. But in Pnimius, that's the Sharish Advar. That's the Sharish Advar. To make a big tshuva, to be able to restore, to be machzer to Eliyashna. She be zechet to that day soon, Bezos Hashem.